Recorded Books presents Mrs. Lincoln's Dressmaker by Jennifer Cheverini, narrated by Christina Moore and directed by Jennifer O'Donnell.
Chapter 1. November 1860 to January 1861. On election day, Elizabeth Keckley hurried home from a mid-afternoon dress fitting to the red brick boarding house on 12th Street, where she rented two small rooms in the back. Although she never failed to carry her license, attesting to her status as a freedwoman whenever she ventured out, on that day of the presidential election of 1860, she was eager to be safely indoors well before curfew. The city hummed with breathless excitement, even though the white citizens of Washington City, District of Columbia, were not enfranchised to vote. In this, the capital's colored residents, both slave and free, were their equals, although Elizabeth prudently refrained from remarking upon this similarity to the wives of the city's social and political elite, for whom she sewed the beautiful gowns they wore to balls and levees and receptions. Her patrons were united in their suspicion of and disdain for the Republican candidate, a lawyer from Illinois they disparaged as an unpolished rube from the West and a radical abolitionist. They disagreed, however, on which of his three rivals ought to succeed President Buchanan, who, if ineffectual, had at least done their home states and the South's peculiar institution no enduring harm. If a spontaneous parade sprang up and turned into a riot, as happened far too often those days, Elizabeth wanted...